Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight and good to be here. Hopefully everybody is doing well and we're going to be praying for you tonight. So get ready for that. Make sure your communion out. We're going to be taking communion, so get ready for that. And we will process all that through and we'll be working on that. So join in with me, and let's believe God for a good night's night. And if you register all of our offerings, you know, we will do that every show. Let's do it every show. Every day. Always be there. Appreciate that very much. And, yeah, that is good. All right, it's really, really good to be here tonight. We're going to be praying for everybody on Thursday night. And we are going to be doing the thing. Yeah. That is praying for what we're offering to pray over you. All right? All right. Let's get ready for that. All right. All right. All right, so can you hear me tonight? Hopefully we sound pretty good. All right, thank you for giving tonight. Thank you for doing everything you do for PGN. We're so thankful for God to be blessing us and taking good care of us. Take care of the ministry, taking care of what God is doing. We know that God is definitely doing something in PGN, no doubt about it. So I'm glad you're part of that. I'm glad I can be part of it. I'm glad I'm part of it. I really am. Extremely grateful. And I mean, seriously, just really, really seriously, extremely grateful to be able to be a part of what God is doing here. And it's really, really awesome. So, yeah, so that means you're part of it too. We're all part of it together. So, all right. If you want to give tonight, you're welcome to do that. Just go to, if you need the link, send me a text, and I'll send you the link. That way it makes it really easy. You can just do it on your phone or whatever. But that text number is 214-505-8719. And I will send it to you, and it will be all good. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Hope everybody's doing good. We're going to be praying for you, of course, as always, and believing God for miracles, prophetic miracles. All right. You know what prophetic miracles are? That's God-given words, and those words, you know, meaning something to help you, to change your life, and to work with you in behalf of, you know, what the Lord's doing. So, his will in your life, mainly. All right? Yeah. Okay. Oh, cool. All right. Hang on a second here. All right, as you... I'm still out of town, so we have no video tonight. We will not be on video tonight. We will have that, you know, coming up soon, hopefully. But all is good, all is well, and hope you guys are doing good. We don't take calls most of the time on Thursday because we pray for over offerings, and then we spend quite a bit of time doing that. And then we finish, we just call it a night. And so Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we do all of our ministry. Wednesdays, we do we minister to every person. If you call in on Wednesdays and can wait, you know, if you're number 20 in line or 25 or 35 in line. It'll take a little while. Try to learn how to work with that. But we will minister to you on Wednesday, every Wednesday. We minister to every person personally. Call your name and prophesy to you and pray over you and believe God with you for miracles. Yeah, so y'all know how that works, right? Because that's what we've been doing for quite a while now. Yeah, so awesome. All kinds of things going on. We've got some cool testimonies coming in, a little here, a little there, kind of on a regular basis, basically off and on basis. We're so thankful for that. Anything God is doing through us, we appreciate it. If you have testimonies, you're a PGN host or you're a PGN person and you have testimony, make sure to get them in so we can tell people about it. All right? Yeah, we want to make sure and tell people what's going on. So let us know. Make sure to share your testimony. And let's figure out how to do that. Get this thing happening. All right? We're giving as we go here. Thank you for all that. We appreciate it. We will add it to everything else that comes in. And here in just a little bit, we will be praying over all that. Okay. So just jump in there. If you need a link to the giving PayPal, make sure and just text me at 214-505-8719. Text me there and ask for the giving link, and I'll send it to you if you want. We'll be glad to get that to you so you can be a blessing to God and to PGN by blessing the Lord. And here at PGN, we really are believing God for miracles in people's lives. And we're seeing some. It's amazing. And we're seeing all kinds of different kinds of miracles. So you're ready for more. Things that we deal here in the prophetic realm. And just because we're prophetic doesn't mean that we can't see physical healings. I've seen a lot of physical healings over the years. And that can happen at any moment, at any time. So if you need that, just get your hand up there in Jesus and we'll believe God to touch you. If you didn't get a chance to listen to last night's show, we're talking about specifically about Marcus Lamb, about what God's doing, and his jealousy over the body of Christ and how beautiful that it is. It's not really a bad thing, but it can be a little rough sometimes, you know, when you keep provoking God to jealousy or somebody's jealousy. And don't listen to him when he talks to you about that provokes me to jealousy and you just keep doing it. You know, it can be pretty scary, you know, for all of us, any of us. So we're going to learn about all that in the future and find out that all the natures of God, all the different natures that God has, and learn about them so that you can, you know, when something's going on, you can either figure out that's the nature of the devil or that's the nature of God. Sometimes God gets pretty rough with something. As you guys know, you know, we've talked about, if you ain't got a chance to listen to last night's show, go listen to last night's show. I'm not going to repeat all that. It was very revealing, and the move of God and what God is doing. There's different kinds of moves of God. There's moves of God where you have revival and people get saved, and it's kind of a getting saved revival, people getting right with God. Those are always amazing. That's totally miraculous when that happens. I know when I got saved, it was totally miraculous. Unbelievable that somebody like me would be serving Jesus. My friends just thought it wouldn't last, you know, because they knew me pretty well. Nothing lasted with me, you know. So, but it did because it was very real. And so when somebody gets saved, friend, it is truly amazing. It's an amazing thing when somebody see someone really get born again and get changed for God. Because when he changes your nature from the inside out and he cleanses your DNA and your cellular realm, you know, your genetic code, when he starts cleansing that and washing that, you're automatically changed. And it's a kind of a forever type change, you know. When he changes you at your cellular area, in the cellular arena of your life, believe me, it it's pretty much a done deal. I mean, not that we can't mess it up, but it's difficult because once your genetic code is cleansed and washed and kind of reset or renewed, it causes you to do the right thing. You don't even know why you want to do the right thing. You just want to do the right thing. Why? Because all of a sudden you became a really nice person. Well, all of a sudden you became, got some really nice genes. your genes that you had got cleansed. All the extra stuff of sin and shame got washed off of it, where all you ended up with was the code of the original code in areas. Of course, now we're working on getting every area of our life changed genetically. And genetic is kind of like saying at the roots. When you say genetics and genes, you're saying at the roots. When Jesus cursed the root, that's what we talk about when we talk about your genetic code being changed. And so it's a little different language. Jesus cursed the root of the fig tree. Remember that? And the fruit just dried up. So that's kind of what happens when we get born again, cleansed of our sins, come to know Jesus, realize what he paid for on the cross of Calvary, that he rose again from the dead, and sent the Holy Spirit to us. And when you have that experience with him, it's life-changing. It's cellular-changing. It is trees-changing. The roots of your tree, of your family tree, of your life gets changed. I mean, instantaneously. You understand what I'm saying? That's what happens. And, friend, it is absolutely amazing. It happened to me. You know, God just cleansed me. And it was amazing. I mean, I went from not being able to stop doing a lot of things to not even wanting to do them anymore. It wasn't like I was trying to stop doing them. I just didn't want to do them. You see, there's a big difference. When you talk about the desire realm, you know, Psalms 37 talks about he will give you the desires of your heart. And Mark 11, 24, 25 says, when you pray, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, ask for those things and you'll get them. You see, that's a realm, that's a place that we are tapping into more and more and more. And it has to do with your cellular, your genetic code being changed and cleansed and washed. And when that happens, you enter into a rest, because once your genes are renewed and are really cleansed and washed from all the added code that was put in there, then you just automatically wake up going, I don't want to sin like that anymore. You know, I don't want to be, you know, it's not like you're trying to not do that. And I've got to stop. I'm not saying there's not areas of our life that we have that. There is. But with me, you know, I can only testify what happened with me. You know, for the most part, everything I was struggling with, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, self-pity, throw that one in there, you know, emotional issues, you know, sorrow, hate, that was a big one, all kinds of things. I mean, I just woke up loving. I wasn't trying to not hate, right? Why? Because my genetic code got cleansed, and I had the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He changes you at the root level. So when we realize God wants to change us at the root level, like we're going to do communion here just a little bit, and what we're going to believe God for is to go to your roots. Your roots are your genes. It's your blood, the blood that is causing you to want to do things that you don't really want to do, whether it's get angry too much. Nothing wrong with anger. If you're angry and sin not, that's not sin, right? I listened to a scripture today. I was listening to the words. I was walking and before the show, and it said that if you are angry at your brother without a cause, you know, so in other words, if you got a cause and have anger, that's different. That kind of hit me. I don't know why. Like, not that I'm looking for a reason to be, but it's like, you know, sometimes I find myself, I don't know about you, I find myself being angry over in my personal life as a shepherd, my ministry life, my calling as a shepherd. When I see shepherds, you know, like we're talking about a lot of different realms, a lot of the merchandise realm mainly, how I have found myself really just despising it and hating it and not being angry about it, honestly. But the Bible says if you're angry against your brother without a cause, then you're in sin. But if you have a cause, so when God, in other words, when God gets angry, he has a cause.
So if you're getting angry with their brother without a cause, then you got some root issues, right? You, me, all of us. So when you get in and God starts cleansing you in your genetic code, in your root realm, in your roots, feed off of anger, the things that feed off of getting angry with a brother without a cause. You're just angry. You're just mad. You get mad over nothing. I mean, I've had people in the last, you know, a little while, cuss me over, I mean, blankety, blankety, blanking, effing, blanking, feet, I mean, just over nothing. Over nothing. I mean, I'm talking about, like, it's something, but it was very little of nothing. Really wasn't anything. And I'm going, man, you know, that's in their genes. And those genes, the demons, of course, you know, that's what the demons attach to is your genetic code. That's how they get passed down to you. Many times it's through your genetic code from your parents. And people live in such shame. They live in such sorrow and mourning and grieving over their sin, and they don't realize that just like all the rest of humanity, they inherited it. It's in their genes. Now they activate it. Now they're responsible for it. Can't blame it on your genes. You gotta get the way you get free of that is you get forgiveness in the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God cleanses and washes it to where you become free of that. Right? And then there's areas we learn to work in every day. But when I got born again, I think like most people, I really don't know, you know, all the things I tried to quit doing, I didn't want to hate. I didn't want to be, you know, full of bitterness. I didn't want to be full of self-pity. You know, my mommy did my day. Those people, they were that coach, that friend of mine, or something. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, and I'm doing stuff like, kind of like, you know, well, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. It was self-pity. And so it was really crazy. And God says to me, you know, when I got delivered, when I got cleansed and washed of that, it all went away. I mean, it all went away. I don't remember ever feeling sorry for myself. I'm sure I have, but it's not, you know, it's not predominant in my life. So that happens when you really come in contact with the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. And when your genetics, when your genes get clean or your roots get washed and cleansed or whatever you want to say it, then the fruit, the bad fruit, just begins to fall off. You're not trying to pluck it off. If you're trying to pluck off your fruit, it keeps growing back. You're doing the wrong thing, and most people do that. People do that. Our preachers preach, pluck the fruit off, right? See your fruit, pluck it off. Well, you pluck it off, and what? It just grows right back, right? So, but when you go to the root system, and that is cleansed and washed or changed, then, you know, your genes, your roots become in the true realm. What happens is your roots don't. You don't curse your genetic code. What you do is you cleanse them. They get cleansed and washed by the blood of Jesus. And when they do, you go back to your original state that God made you in. You see what I'm saying? That's what being cleansed in the blood does. It brings us back to our original state. But what changed our state to have our character and nature? What changed all that? Was sin. Was Adam and Eve, right? So when I say original state, the original state of, you know, what their genetic code was like, what their genes, what their roots were like. They had no sin in the roots. They had no sin in them. And so when that sin came in, then their genes became defiled. The root system became defiled. And then all they did all the time was fight hatred and fight unforgiveness and fight and get angry without, you know, not everybody. Everybody's genes are a little bit different. You know, it's just like we all know. You can have four different kids, and they all can look like some of them. You don't know who they look like. You're thinking maybe my wife, you know, like the milkman thing or something. I don't know. I don't know where this kid came from. It's like, wow. But it all came. If the milkman didn't have anything to do with it, that it came through the, you know, through the bloodline. And there's so many different. You can when you pass seed onto your into the womb of your wife, you know, that you never know what's going to be, what genetic code is going to be activated. You never know. some kids are born with diseases. Some kids are born with mental problems. Some kids are born being highly intelligent. Some kids are born with the best, happiest personalities. Where does that come from? Did God just decide to make them like that? No, not necessarily. People say, oh, God just made them like that. Yeah, well, God made every person in their original state to be happy and free. No, what happens is when that sperm and that egg comes together, whatever genetic code is passed down from, you know, our forefathers, that's what that person gets connected with without having anything to do with it. Therefore, when you understand what Jesus understood, that they had nothing to do with what happened, it was passed down from Adam and Eve, you realize why Jesus, I don't hold them, your sins are forgiven you, and why he was so compassionate, and why he understood why people were the way they were. Amen. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? So, I don't know how I'm getting up on this tonight, but I am. So that's kind of what's going on. And so you realize that some of your children are born with certain things, it's not like, oh, they got a demon. Well, they might have gotten a demon, but it didn't just come because a demon entered into them, you know, because he wanted to. It's because they're the genetic code. That's what got passed down was the genetic code. You understand what I'm saying? I know you guys understand what I'm saying. I'm preaching to the choir, I know, but I love the choir. I love to hear the choir. I love y'all. I love the choir. I do. I love the choir. But sometimes I like to keep sharing things because I think sometimes it keeps on cleansing people, and people keep getting this in their spirit, and they realize they quit blaming themselves. You know, you were responsible for your sins, of course. You have to get forgiveness of your sins, of course. But you start realizing the condemnation that comes along with it. You realize that that it's all, you know, because it was passed down to you. Therefore, you're not quite as shouldn't be as hard on yourself because of that, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Okay. Hang on a second. I'm doing some things here. There we go. All right, so when you understand how sin gets passed down, we all kind of know it, right? But we have to, when your kids are really messing up, or when you're really messing up, or your husband's messing up, or your wife is messing up, whatever, somebody's messing up, you realize, okay, yeah, now they may have added to their genetic sins, but somehow or other that was all connected to them when they were born. It just didn't mature and become. A rotten part of their life until those genes really matured and started developing. So as people develop, what happens? Their genetic code develops, and the things that are bad in there, they come forth. And so you start realizing, you know, what the answer is. That's why the blood of Jesus is so important. That's why it's so extremely important to understand about the blood of Christ. All right? So when you get your genetic code cleansed, your genes or your roots through the blood of Christ. That's why Jesus shed his blood, right? Because that's where your DNA, your genes, your all that are in there. That's where all that came from. Then that's why Jesus shed his blood. That's why we drink his blood and eat his body, right? It's so that we can believe God to cleanse and wash us of the sin that we have. Yes, it's been passed down, but we have it. We have to acknowledge we have that. I've got that problem. You know, I can't just say my mom might pass it down to me, you know, her uncle was like this, well, I'm not responsible. No, if you're doing it, you're responsible. And that's the dichotomy about the whole thing. It's just so crazy. So how do? You become responsible, save Jesus. You shed your DNA, you shed your genes, your blood for me. Now let the power of your blood, your genetic code cleanse and wash mine and bring it to its original state, right? That's what it does. That's what the blood of Christ does. The deep subject. Yeah, it really is. Shannon said it's deep subject. Yeah. Yeah, and so what I'm trying, the reason I like to talk about this is because it starts showing you, quit blaming yourself. Yes, take accountability for your sin, but quit blaming yourself like you're such a bad person. Are you a sinner? You were born a sinner, friend. You just didn't become a sinner because you felt like it, right? You became a sinner because you had genetic code that was sinful. Therefore, you start seeing that and realizing there's hope for me. How? Because the same, that's why Jesus shed his genetic code for us, his blood, and gave us his blood. He gave us his DNA. Amen? So when you realize that and you see that, you understand why he did that. He could have died in a lot of ways, and it wouldn't have to be about shit. He could have died and bled to death, and it wouldn't be about his blood. It would be about something else, you know. No, it was all about what came out of his body. That's what we talk about. That's what went on in the Old Testament. That's everything in the Old Testament was about the blood of the lamb over the doorpost, the blood of the bulls and the goats. That when the people brought their offerings to God, that's what they were bringing. Why? And what happened? They shed the blood, and they took the blood. Why didn't they just take the hair off of the animal or something? They could have taken anything, cut off his tail, or you know, if he's killed, and put the tail up there. Why was it just the tail? It could have been the teeth. It could have been the tongue. It could have been the eyeballs. But no, it was the blood. Why was it the blood? Because everything is passed down through the blood, and God was given the answer in the blood. So when you realize that, you can start going, well, yeah, I'm held accountable for what I did. I asked forgiveness for what I did. And as you ask forgiveness for it and ask God to forgive you for judging, you know, your genetic code family, passing it down to you, it releases you from it. As long as you're judging them for it, then they just judge their parents, and their parents will judge their parents, and then nobody ever be set free. You get set free by going, okay, my mama passed down alcoholism to me. My daddy did, whoever did it. This mental illness I got, my mama had it, my daddy had it, or my uncle had it, my aunt had it. So it was passed down. It was given to me. But just saying it's their fault, you know, I wish that would solve it. That would be awesome. And mommy did this to me, daddy did this to me, and you'd be free of it. But that's not what that's why Jesus gave his blood, shed his blood, is so that we come to Christ and we say, God, forgive me. Because until you take accountability for it, even though it was passed down to you, you will not be set free of it. That's why I tell people all the time, if you're not going to be honest and examine yourself, yeah, it might have been your husband. It might have looked like it's your husband's fault because you have a bad attitude. It might look like it's your wife's fault because you got a bad attitude. No, if you got a bad attitude, it's no matter who did what, until you and I take accountability of that and say, God, that's a sin. I'm sorry for it. Then your sins get forgiven. You don't get your sins forgiven, friend, and your genetic issues washed away by saying, my mama did this. My daddy did this. My husband did this to me. My wife did this to me. My children do this to me. No, if they're driving you crazy, it's because something's going on with you, right? And that's not a condemnation issue. It's that when you take accountability and you say, you examine yourself, say, God, I sinned that sin. Yes, it's all through my genes. I mean, you know, but I take accountability. I'm going to be the one who stops it by saying, okay, I forgive them for passing it down to me and forgive me for having it. Forgive me, cleanse my genes, and let me pass down to my family, to my children, clean, good set of genes. Right? Yeah. I mean, if we could do this with young adults before they get married and all that, it would be absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. I mean, if we could do that, that way when they get married, their, you know, their sperm and their eggs, all that, you know, when it all comes together and there's children going on, we have a lot less issues. It's going to take time to cleanse and wash all of it away. But if we could do this with our children, you know, when we realize the sin issue where it comes from and start teaching our children, that's why the Bible says the Jewish culture, they taught their children. And they brought their children, you know, they offered up offerings on behalf of their children. And so if we can ever get a hold of this, as we are getting a hold of this, and change us and then change our children, that when our children have children, And if they can marry somebody who, that's why it's good to marry a Christian woman or a Christian man who's truly been raised up the right way, and you know that a lot of their genetic issues have been, you know, dealt with, right, because their parents understood what we are talking about. So you want, just like in the old days when the Jews, the religion, part of it was that they wanted their, God says, you know, don't marry women outside the covenant. Why? Because of the blood thing, to keep it pure, keep it clean. And so, you know, so when they married, they made sure that they married a Jewish person who, you know, understood how we raise our children, all the things we do, so that they will know that their genetic code or that their habits or their potential sin was going to be a lot less than if they had been marrying some idolatrous person who in their cellular area, in their genetic code, was all kinds of idolatry passed down from generation to generation. You see what I'm saying? That's really important. All right. Okay, thank you. People are giving tonight. Thank you for that. We're kind of I just kind of start talking and with my mouth, I just kind of go with it. You know, I'm not always prepared for scripture on everything, although, you know, everything I'm talking about is scripture, but I'm not naming the scripture specifically. But if you're familiar with the Bible at all, it's pretty general, simple stuff. It's just the putting together of information that creates a understanding of what's really going on, right? What's not so complicated, right? Yeah. So I know you guys understand that, but not everybody does. Okay. Let's go here and see what is going on. Thank you for giving tonight. Really appreciate it. And hope everybody's doing well. We're here to bless you and believe God to change things. Give me a second here. Okay. All right. LaShawn says that she said, blessings. I was praying for you. I heard a week's vacation for you. It's okay for you to take a week, nice vacation. Everything will be okay with PGN. I heard the name Isaiah as well. Seek God. He will give you confirmation. All right. I think Isaiah took off 2 weeks, though. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Yeah, I think Isaiah was a two-weeker, so maybe that's what that is, 2 weeks. LaShawn, thank you. All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Okay. Shannon says, thinking about how people born with both male and female anatomy. Mike says, here in 3 weeks. Okay. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? Yeah. I think I'm getting close to the liking all this. Good. Well, we have been, as you guys know, we've been talking about this. We've been working really hard. I'm out of town, right? I'm still out of town. And I may be out of town for another week. You know, maybe longer. I don't even know. I'm doing whatever they need me to do. And it's just stuff that I do, construction work, you know, and I haven't done it in a long time. So pray for me as my muscles get a little sore. And I think I'm getting over that. But, you know, making a lot of masks, cleaning up a lot of stuff, hanging sheetrock, doing texture painting, and just making, you know, the house look nice. Well, they couldn't afford to have it done. So, you know, Dad can do that. So Dad is doing it. Daddy is doing, being a daddy, I guess, or being a painter or something. But just pray for me as I do that. And now, if y'all, I hope y'all aren't considering this a vacation, right? This ain't it. Don't make me come after you. This is not my vacation. All right. Okay. D7, thinking about how people, this is Shannon, thinking about how people born with both male and female anatomy. What? What do you mean born with both male and female anatomy?
I don't get that. What do you mean by that? So God set life in order, so he's not co-managing, but intervenes when we call it him. Yeah. Serious, maybe dumb question, but does God always hear our prayers? Well, all I know is that we can pray and pray amiss. The Bible says we can pray amiss. So does God always hear our prayers? If he does, he doesn't listen to them because they're not the right ones, I guess, so whatever you want to call that. But it says when we pray amiss. The Bible says when you pray amiss. That's why we pray in the Spirit. That's why you pray in God's will, right? Because God's will is the right prayer. So if you're praying selfish prayers, but if you're trying to find your way through and you're seeking God about, you know, whatever it is, you know, he can, he will hear that, right? He will hear that. If you're seeking him and looking for him, he will never not answer you about when you're seeking him. But if it's just about something, you know, weird, I'm not sure. If you pray a prayer, God kill me, does that God, if God hears that, of course, he's not going to let that happen, hopefully, right? Yeah. So, something like that. Hopefully you wouldn't hear that prayer or answer it. Yeah, I think God sometimes hear prayers, but answer them, you know, like, I really don't know. I think that there's some prayers God's just, that don't make it to heaven, don't make it in his ears. You know, I don't understand all that, but maybe somebody's got some wisdom on that. Because a sinner prays the sinner's prayer. He's a sinner, right? And he's praying the sinner's prayer. But that's a prayer God listens to because they get born again. That's what happened to me. Right? I'm a heathen as you can get. And I'm saying, God, if you're real, let me know. I want to know it now. And boom, he cleansed me and washed me. It's like I prayed a professional sinner's prayer, which I didn't. And he cleansed me and washed me. I was a changed person and didn't even know it until the next day when all of a sudden, you know, I'm hanging out with everybody and I'm not cussing anymore. And they're looking at me like, how come you don't cuss anymore? What happened to you? What? How come you're glowing? I mean, I didn't even. All I prayed was, God, if you're real, I want to know. I want to know now. That was it. That was the prayer. And as a heathen, I was a heathen of heathens. He heard that. He was gracious and forgave me. And so, you know, what do you say about that? When God, we pray a prayer according to the will of God, he hears it. If we don't, we don't want him to answer something that's not the will of God, right? Right. I think if you want help, or if you're seeking God for help, he's a helper. But if you're seeking God, you know, how to take somebody out or how to destroy somebody, and you're asking God, you know, how to do that, I think God doesn't hear any of that stuff. If he does, he doesn't listen, of course, right? So I don't know whether he doesn't hear them or he doesn't answer them. So does he hear every prayer? And he says, answer the right ones? Yeah, and yeah, something like that. Honestly, I don't know the full answer to that. So, okay. All right, I really don't know the full answer to that. We will ask and we will seek and we will find, hopefully. But I think you're sincerely seeking God for anything. He's going to hear you even if you don't pray a spiritual prayer that sounds right, that everybody will listen to and understand. I think that he will definitely hear you when you cry out to him for help. He never will not hear that, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Okay, if you're ready to do this, we're just kind of talking around and looking at things non-believers throw at Christians, asking if God did this or it's not God's will, but an accident of birth. What's an accident of birth? What do you mean, the female and both male and female anatomy? What, I don't even know what that is. A person with boobs and a penis? I mean, what are you saying? I don't know what you're talking about. Both male and female anatomy? I sent a picture of TGE diction definition. Okay. Person or an animal having both male and female sex organs or other sexual characteristics, either abnormally or, in the case of some organisms, as the natural condition. So how do I think that happens? It's definitely messed up. You're the male or female. I think this whole thing about, you know, we now have the trans world where, you know, boys think they're girls. I guess it's called the trans world. Boys think they're girls and girls think they're boys. Well, they want to be boys. You know, I really think that they really do feel like that, that that's what they are. I really think that they think that. And the reason I think that they think it, I'm not saying that it's right. I think the reason that they, because of the DNA realm, the cell, the blood speaks to them. Because when you have sin, you know, when you have sin going on year after year after year and all different kinds of sin, private sin, some sins are never known. We got people doing stuff that hide it very, very well. And so they get married, have children, you know, and what they do is they've defiled their genetic code, their genes, their DNA. They defile their genes and DNA. And then it gets passed down, and nobody knew that their great-great-grandmother and great-great-grandfather were doing some really weird things, you know, what we call weird things, behind closed doors. And so that gets those sins get into your genes, and then when you pass those genes down, whatever kid gets those genes tell them that they're a girl when they're born a boy. Their genes tell them they're a boy when they're born a girl. So it really is talking to them. It's demonic. It has demonic with it. But yeah, I think it's in their blood. I don't think they're just making it up. I think some of them may be just in rebellion to a certain degree. But I think for the most part, Shannon, you're asking this question, I'm giving you my answer. That it gets in their cells, and sometimes, you know, those things get mixed up. They get messed up. And there's a lot of people working the DNA thing, trying to make women men and men women in the scientific world, in the scientific world, they are trying to do that. So there's all kinds of genetic things that get messed up. But it's genetic. But the original, what we're going to go back to is the original. When you go back to the original is you're born a male, you're a male. You're born a female, you're a female. Right? Right. If you have a vagina and boobs, you know, well, you don't have boobs as a baby, but if you're born with a vagina, you're a girl. If you're born with a penis and testicles, you're a boy. Right? Period. But what happens is all the sin, and that's why we see an increase of this as we go along. Yes, some people are just coming out of the closet about things, but at the same time, some of it is because as each generation passes without forgiveness of sin, without dealing with their genetic code and getting their genes clean or the roots clean, they pass it down to the next generation, and they can't figure out why their kids are acting all weird and crazy. I really think that their blood is speaking to them. The blood speaks. The DNA speaks. The genes speak. And they confuse them, and it gets them messed up, but it's very real. It's very, very real. So, and there's a lot of, you know, the devil's a liar, and he makes in all that stuff too, the demonic realm, of course, where he's trying to confuse people and destroy them and torment them. by trying to get them to get rid of their body parts and get other, and you know, take on other things. And then, you know, just totally turn them against what their natural state is. And it's nothing but torture. Because once you're, even if you have your penis and your testicles removed and you get, and so you can look like a girl, it still doesn't make you a girl. You know that. Just because you say you're a boy and you try to get yourself, you know, all the stuff that makes it a boy, doesn't mean you're a boy. You're still a girl because that's what your original genes say. But then you got all this stuff added to your genetic code that say, you know, all the sin part that say, you know, oh, no, you're really a girl. No, you're really a boy. And I don't know the development of that specifically in the sins that people sinned that got that into the genetic code. I don't know how that got in there in the specific sin that it did. But it's, each generation gets worse and worse and worse. Why? Because more sin gets passed down. Instead of having 50% bad genetic code, you got, you know, 75%. Pretty soon we're going to have 100%, you know. And that's what happened in Noah's day. Somehow or another, I don't know how they did it. They had 100% genetic code was totally messed up. But God said, every thought that men have is sin. If every thought that men have is sin, what is that? That's their genetic code. That's their genes. And Noah and his family just happened to have good genes. And God says he's a righteous man. A righteous man didn't mean that he did everything perfect. A righteous man that he said that he had a genetic code that was clean and pure, you know, more pure than the others. And so they had defiled themselves in many different ways to where their genetic code went from 30% defiled to 60% defiled to 100% defiled. And God said, that's it. We can't change that, you know, until Jesus comes. And Jesus wasn't coming yet, so he destroyed the whole globe. Noah and his family were, you know, saved in the ark, and they started life over again with clean genes. That was the whole thing about that was going on with that was clean genes, clean genetic code. Okay? Does that make sense? Am I making sense? I'm not real good at explaining things, but okay, so it seems more common in Thailand than they say prostitution. They prostitute them as adults. Then they prostitute them as adults. Okay. I don't know. I hadn't heard that. So, interesting. Very interesting. We're ready to pray, take communion. I want to take communion tonight, get rid of some of this junk in our lives. All right, you want to get rid of some of this stuff? So, if you're young and you're going to have kids, you can get rid of it and pass down something good to your kids. Amen? That's what I'm believing God for, honestly. And because if you don't think of nothing, if mankind doesn't think of nothing but sin, that tells you one thing, their genes, their roots are totally corrupt. Because you don't wake up one day just being corrupt. You wake up with the corruption in you from child to child to child, generation to generation. Okay, I think we made that clear. I hope we did. Hope I explained that. If I didn't, ask again. I mean, maybe it didn't make sense, and I can try to find another way to explain it. Makes sense in the light of angels that took the daughters of man in those times, changed the DNA. Yeah, that happened also, but that wasn't the only thing. That was a part of it. Yeah, definitely. But you know, when every man thinks of nothing but sin, God would have said there were instead of Noah's family being righteous, he would have said there were a half a million people righteous. But God doesn't look at them, and God looks at them as the measure of their genetic defile, because your genetics, that's what you pass on, right? And each generation it gets worse, right? That's what happens. So God doesn't look at it like necessarily that they're part angel, part man, although that too, that is a defilement, no doubt. But it's more of God looks at the general race of people
And if every, it said if every man's thoughts were evil, then I don't think those angels slept with everybody, right? They slept with a lot of people. There's a lot of it going on. But that is that's definitely a part of it. No question about it. Okay. All right. We're going to take communion. Let's take communion. And get ready for that. Yeah. All right, if you're ready to take communion, let's do that now if we can. Mark, we're going to go through 1 Corinthians 11. Do that thing. Do what you got to do. I can tell you. Can't believe I'm singing that song. Okay, 1 Corinthians 11, as you know, so we're going to go. Communion, and let's ask God to cleanse our root system, our genes, our genetic code. That's what this is all about. We've been talking about this off and on for, you know, quite a while, I think, and I think most people got it. So I don't repeat all of it every time. All right, let's get our bread together. Lift it up. I don't have no video tonight, as you probably know already. No video tonight, but we are here. I'm actually in my truck. If I do it inside the house, it's so noisy and dogs barking and animals and people and stuff that I can't do it in the house. So I'm doing it out here in my truck. Amen. Awesome. All right, let's lift up the bread. Let's believe God to cleanse us tonight and wash us and separate us, sanctify us, and set us apart from whatever things are harassing you and messing with you. It's only connected through your blood, your genes. And if we can get those genes cleansed, that thing that's oppressing you will just go away. Maybe with a little bit of rebuke, too. But all right, Paul the Apostle said, 1 Corinthians 11:23, what I received from the Lord, I also passed on to you, the Lord Jesus. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, and we do give you thanks, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this message. He broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me to feed me. Just listen, Lord. Blessed Lamb of God. Hope we have of changing by your blood, for the hope that we have of changing by your word, by your body. The only hope we have. Amen. The same way after supper, it's the cup. Saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. In my blood. Why his blood? You know why? Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. Drink. Hallelujah. Cleanse us, Lord. Lord, cleanse me of my genetic sin. Cleanse me of my roots. Cleanse me of my heart. Cleanse me of my soul, God. Make me whole, dear Jesus. Make me new. Cleanse my genes, my God. Cleanse the code that's been added to my genes. Genes are coded. They're all coded. They have a code. Even the doctors, the scientists say it. It's a code. God, cleanse the code and make it bring it back to its original code, its original design. That's not Gato Mosque. He said, do it according to the pattern or the original design. So the pattern is the original design. God, I just speak over your people tonight, original design. I declare and decree over your roots, over your genetic code, over your blood, over your DNA. In Jesus' name, I declare and decree over you, original code. Original code for Adam and Eve's sin. The blood of Jesus. The code that Jesus, the genetic code Jesus had. His blood. In the name of the Lord. Let it be done, God, now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Renew. Make new. Make new, God, everybody's gene in the name of Jesus, our genetic code. Make it new. Make our genes clean, God, and pure before you so we can walk in the image and likeness of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I hope you understand this, my friends. Really pretty, kind of simple. It's deep, but it's simple. When you get it, you got it. Then you learn how to apply the Bible, the Word of God, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, worship, all the things that God has given us in order to deal with our root system, our genes, our blood. That's why Jesus shed it. We said many times, why Jesus shed his blood. It's because the life is in the blood. And Leviticus says that your life, what is your life? It's what you wake up in the morning going, you want to get a drink of something you shouldn't be drinking. You wake up with it and you go like, how did I get this? How did this happen to me? This is not fair. This is not right. How come my brother didn't have this? How come I got it? Because of your genetic code. Because the life is in the blood. The life you're going to live. The only way we can get free of that, the only hope you have in that is Jesus Christ and his blood. And I speak forgiveness over your blood realm. I speak that your sins and the sins of your fathers are forgiven in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Rise up and be free. Rise up and be made whole in the name of Jesus. You are free from your genetic past. Your roots, your family roots, your roots are cleansed and forgiven and washed. Yes, God, we take accountability for the sins we have. That even though our mom and daddy and uncles and brothers all pass it down to us, it doesn't matter. Until we take accountability for it, we will never get free of it. It's taking accountability for our sin, even though we know where it came from. We take accountability. That's what actually opens up for the change to happen. It can't happen. The change, the work of God cannot happen unless you acknowledge that this is my fault. I did this. Yeah, my mama did it too. My daddy did. They were alcoholics, and so am I. I'm a helplessly hopeless alcoholic. But you know what? You know, I take accountability. Change me, Jesus. Cleanse me. Wash me. Make me new. Give me new genes. Give me new roots. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Make me a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's pray over our offerings tonight. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for your love for PGN, what we do. Listen to last night's show, but Tuesday and Wednesday shows. If you go back and listen, we talk about Marcus Lamb and how all that has to do with merchandising and the future of the church and how God, what the movement of God is. It's about his jealousy. He's a loving, kind, generous husband over his bride, not some mean, crazy, jealous guy, right, who whoops up on people just because he thinks they're messing with his bride. No, his woman, no. No, it has nothing to do. He's a loving, kind, generous husband who wants to help his wife, his bride, to focus on him and not be lured away by the enemy. Amen. And he does pretty passionately, I might say. He's not lukewarm about us, that's for sure. Don't look more about us. Amen. All right, Andrea, $5. God bless you, Andrea. In Jesus' name, may God multiply you, Andrea, and increase you and multiply you. May those things that you need in your life to be multiplied to increase. Like God, bring that person in her life in Jesus' name.
bring that person in her life that she can identify with, that she can, you know, live her life with and not be alone. God, we thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you for the purpose you've given her, God, but thank you even more so for that person in her life to make her, I give her somebody to talk to and live with and enjoy and have fun and talk and love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do it, Lord, and make her happy, God. Just make Andrea happy. Jesus, happier and happier. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The full will of God makes us happier and happy. We're 30% happy, we're 60% happy, or we're 100% happy. Okay. I don't know what I am. I'm 30, 20, somewhere there. I don't know. I don't know what I am. But we got a ways to go. We're getting close. All right. Walking in the will of God makes you happy. All right. Carmen gave $1 last week. I missed it last week. $7 today. Thank you, Carmen, for that. Carmen said a testimony last night. She said, Prophet Randy, what happened last night is you were praying over me, the number 111, and I don't think anybody answered. And so, because they didn't answer, I just, you know, if somebody didn't answer the phone and say the first thing over the phone, I just start praying over them. And she said, you called out 111, and that was me. She said, it was me, Carmen. I went, oh, okay. You know, I mean, she's texting me this, and I went, really? That's really cool. Because the testimony she shared was that I started praying over whoever 111 was. I didn't know. We have several people that get a 111. But I didn't know who it was. So I'm just praying. And she says, you kept saying like you were praying over, you know, them. You kept saying them or they. And about lung issues and breathing fresh air of the Holy Spirit into their lungs. And she said that was her aunt and her uncle, I think, something like that. I can't remember their names exactly, but they were kinfolk and the nicest people. She said, when you were praying that was what the problem was. You were really praying for them. And I went, wow, that's very interesting. That's very, very cool. So thank you, Carmen, for that. It was awesome. And they had COVID. So her friend, yeah, not her kinfolk, I'm sorry, her friend. And they both were on oxygen for pneumonia. And here I am praying over 111, right, the number 111. And thank you, Jesus. I didn't know what I was doing. The Lord did. And I was saying, I breathe fresh. I remember that prayer. Fresh Holy Spirit air into their lungs. And she said that was her friend. Martha and Martin. Martin and Margaret. Yeah. That was really cool. Thank you, Carmen, for sharing that. That really made me feel good that God was using me a little bit there. So I really appreciate that. Yeah. Okay. Really, really cool. All right. Thank you for that. I'm praying for Carmen tonight. Thank you. He said he felt better today. Oh, he said he felt better today? That is really cool. Wow, Jesus has blessed him tonight. Lord, I thank you for that healing anointing in Carmen, God. I thank you for releasing that through her. Thank you for opening her up to that, God. Thank you for that offering to that, Carmen. God bless you. In Jesus' name, may God increase your ability to connect prayer and your compassion for God's people, connecting that, being a channel for God that flow through you. You know, as you make prayer requests and stand in the gap and, you know, the God using you like that, that's amazing, really, really amazing. May God increase that and multiply that in your calling, in your election, making it sure, the sure word of the Lord, the sure understanding of God's will, to be sure, to know for sure, by faith. It's all by faith. The sure we're talking about is a faith sureness, not a human intellectual, what I can see sureness. But God's going to show you the difference. I know you already know that, but he's going to show you the difference between the faith of the Lord, the surety, the sureness of that, and by faith, because faith is more powerful than the natural, because the natural can fall apart any moment. But when it's by faith, it's more sure, more solid, more powerful than any other thing. All right. Bianca, $6. Thank you, Bianca, for that $6. We just bless you. Thank you for that. If you sent anything else in the mail, I haven't been to my mailbox. So if anybody sent money by mail, I haven't been there in a week, so sorry if I missed that. But all I know is you give it $6, and I thank you for that lovely card. Bianca always sends cards. Thank you. Bianca's a card person. Some people aren't card people. She is, and it's really nice of you, Bianca. I thank you so much for that. Send me Thanksgiving cards and birthday cards. Thank you, Bianca. Thank you so much, in Jesus' name. All right. Bless her tonight. God, increase your love. Let her love increase. May the love of God in you be like a fire and burn away anything of hate, anything that hates people, like the enemy. Enemy hates people. He wants to destroy people. Anything that hates people, may the love of God in you burn it away. May the love of God in you burn away the thorns and the thistles in people's lives. May the love of God, may the fire of God's love in you, Bianca, burn in Jesus' name and bring healing and deliverance. And break off the power of the flesh and the power of the enemy of people when the enemy's trying to destroy them. Jesus said, I came to bring life. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that love of God in you, that Jesus love in you, Bianca, to like a fire, burn it away. All you got to do is ignite that fire. That fire will get a hold of that thing and burn it out, man. You have a bonfire going on there, something like that. All right, Karen, $9.99. Thank you, Karen. God bless you in Jesus' name. God, thank you for confirming her love, confirming her power of prayer, confirming her ability to hear from you and to know from you what to do and how to do it, confirming that more and more and more. Because we need confirmation. Everybody knows that the Bible says, let everything be confirmed by two or three. You know, and that's we need confirmation. Confirmation is important. God, start bringing confirmation to her, and may she be aware of the confirmation. Sometimes God sends us confirmation, as you know, Karen, and sometimes we miss it. You know, we all miss it, but we all get some of it too. So God's going to teach you, show you how to catch it, how to walk in it, how to live in it, and not miss things. I'll take that one. I will take that. I don't want to miss anything. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Shalanda, $10. Thank you, Shalanda. Thank you, Lord, for the power to make the windows of your soul. May God enlighten the windows of your soul. Your eyes are the windows of your soul. May the windows of your soul be able to see out and see in. And may the windows of your soul be clean and washed and pure and refreshed. You know, you go through and clean your windows like, you know, however, whatever. Some people go have their windows clean because it's just such a fresh, bright, let the sun rays in. And I just see that going on with you. I see the sunrise, and the sunlight and the sun rays shining inside your eyes and your heart, the windows of your soul, in Jesus' name, and bringing enlightenment and hope and peace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that directive anointing to direct her in Jesus' name. All right, Anya, $10. Thank you, Anya, from Maine, our friend from Maine, the Maine place. He's in the Maine place. Thank you, God, that God has strategically appointed you to Maine, for a reason, because you're called and chosen there to make a difference, to sanctify and set apart that area of your world that you're in, to sanctify and set it apart. God has very strategically placed you there for that very reason, because it's a strategic place for God. You're very strategically placed. So in Jesus' name, Lord, show her the strategy, show her the purpose, show her the gates that she opens and the gates that she closes. For you, God, the windows that are open, the doors that are open, the doors that are closed in her area, Father, you're a doorkeeper in Jesus' name, Anya. Amen. May God enlighten you about that. All right, $20 for Chris. Chris from Texas, $20. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for affirmation of his calling, giving him affirmation of his calling, God. It's simply being called to you and by you to live an everyday practical life with a supernatural endowment in your life. Amen. To be able to see and know and catch things and comprehend things that God wants to do with you in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, also for Chris being a gatekeeper and a door opener. Yeah, God's using you to open up doors to God's blessings in well, you're Texas, so yeah. So there's something going on with this for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for opening that up for Chris, God. Opening up the doors and gates of God's blessings into the area that he lives. Amen. If we're faithful and loyal to the areas that God puts us in, then he increases that area and multiplies it. See, when we're faithful and loyal with, say, we got, you know, 50 acres, you know, and we faithful and loyal with that, we do what God says, then he says, I'm going to increase you to, you know, 150 acres, 1,000 acres, to 50, you know, as far as maybe not all ownership, but that too, but more of, it's like Job. Job was very faithful with what he had. Because he did, God doubled him, right? Double for him was a lot. And so God's going to really show you the double realm and how that when you're faithful to God with what he's given you, then he says, okay, good job, thou good and faithful servant. And he increases and multiplies you, even if it's just spiritual authority, right? Even if it's just that, and that alone, that's amazing. But it's going to be both. God's going to give you both. Amen. Angela Lanham, 2020. Thank you, Angela, for that 2020. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the ability to see from whence she's come and give her hope for her future, God. In Jesus' name, show her that. Show her what you have delivered her from. Show her what you have saved her from. God has saved you, Angela, from a lot of things. You know why? Because you've been obedient to God. The enemy has set many traps for you, and you just didn't show up for him. I love that, just didn't show up for him. I can't show up for that one, sorry. Okay, I can't get you then. Yeah, right, exactly. So you don't show up for those. Because your obedience, like following the map, your obedience to follow the map, exactly the way that the map is drawn for you to follow. As you do that, the distractions are where the traps are. The distractions are where the enemy plots and tries to destroy, right? And when you keep your eyes on Jesus, then those plots can't happen. That's why Jesus, they can never get Jesus until it's time, because he just walked right through them. You know, they set the trap right there, but he just walked right through them. He's like, where'd he go? We can't find him. Yeah, same thing in Jesus' name. All right, Angela Joy, 2222. Thank you, Angela. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the power to speak forgiveness. I thank you for the power to speak forgiveness over the land, over the atmosphere, not just over the dirt in the land, which is very important, over the trees and all the things that God has put in this land, but also the heavens and the atmosphere, the clouds and the sky, and all that, you know, that realm. In Jesus' name, let her be lifted up. God's going to, come out of the, God's going to lift you up. One time he, you know, I was in a dream. I got caught up into a little chariot looking thing. And God whirled me around and said, come up here, I want to show you some things. Took me up over these, you know, I don't know, were they 50 store buildings or 100 store? I don't know what story they were. They were tall buildings in a downtown area of Texas. And, you know, was able to, he took me up and started showing me things that were going on. And I thank you, Lord, for lifting her up, for drawing her up, God, upward, and show her things that are going on, more than just in her own personal life, that are going on in the environment around her, in the territory around her. And let her enter into that territorial blessing, Father, in Jesus' name, that territorial blessing, amen, of territory, of knowing that, of what God has given you to be, you know, like, the territory, the region that he's called you in to watch over, to be a watchman. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Okay. All right, Angela. All right, Greg from Texas. Greg from Arizona. $10. Thank you, Greg. In Jesus' name, God bless you. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for Greg. Father, I thank you for advancing him in your kingdom, advancing him into, I see you putting on a new robe, a new priesthood, a new something, a new robe, putting a new robe on you. Whoa, that's interesting in light of things. You know that? You know about what I'm talking about. You know where I'm going with this, where the Lord's going with this. Okay, putting a new robe on you. Whoa, not only because we're in a new season and a new era, but because of your, you know, God giving you the robe that you'll be recognized by the angels and by, you know, so you can, so when they see you, they're going to see you, they'll see your robe, but when they see you, right, they'll recognize your robe. It's like they recognize the blood.
They recognize robe. That's why God made all the robes and all the crowns and all things for the priests to wear, because when even the angelic host, when they saw them wearing those garments, you know, for the most part, they recognized them as God's servants. So thank you, Lord, for that new robe for Greg, for recognition in Jesus' name. All right, Sally from the UK, $23. Thank you, Sally, for what God's doing with you and breaking every hindrance and causing you to enter into a fulfillment realm where things are being fulfilled, where you feel like your life is being fulfilled, where you feel like around you God is fulfilling them, that you're not just flopping around out there just doing something. You're actually, there's a design purpose for what you're doing, and there's a design, thing going on. God has designed something. This is all being done by design. But sometimes God can't reveal the design yet because of sometimes things are hidden until it's time to be revealed, right? And then he reveals it. And when he reveals it, it's because it's time. Sometimes the things haven't worked for you yet because it hasn't been the time of the season. It's like the children of Israel couldn't enter to the promised land because the cup of iniquity had not been filled up yet. Yes, remember that scripture? We've talked about that before. You know about that in the fulfillment realm. In Jesus' name, amen. Time for fulfillment. All right, Donald and Tanya, $25. Thank you, Donald and Tanya. Thank you, Jesus, for Donald and Tanya. Thank you, Lord, for the heart you've given them for souls, to see people change, to see people get delivered, to see people open up to God and want for nothing so God can bless them. That you've given them a heart to help people find their purpose, that they will not only have material satisfaction, but they will have satisfaction of the will of God in their life. And the shepherds in Tanya and Donald, God, the shepherd in them, God, rising up to feed people. See, when you're a shepherd, what you do is you feed people the will of God. You feed them information about the will of God that gets them into the will of God. That's what shepherds do. Shepherds feed people information that brings people into the will of God, right? Where they're not just doing anything, but they're doing the will of the Father. And God has given you guys an anointing and the presence of God and the desire and heart to feed people the will of God. You know, to get them in the will of God so they can choose the will of God. So they can go, yeah, okay, yeah, I want the will of God, but now I can do the will of God. Right? That's where their meat is. That's where their satisfaction is. And there's something, you guys, that you want people to be satisfied in knowing that they're doing what God wants. They're not just flopping around doing, you know, nothing. Right? Yeah. Very cool. Give me a second. Take our next caller here. Our next offering. All right, let's go here to Marie from Virginia. Thank you, Maria. Marie, $25. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that that God, one thing that you want from Marie is to be successful, the success. And success is satisfying God, knowing that you're satisfying him, knowing that what you do pleases him. Satisfying God is pleasing him. How do we do that? By faith. And you have tremendous faith. There's somebody in your past, in your genetic code, that had a strong calling of God in their life. And I don't know who they are, what generation it was, or whatever, but that God's going to connect you to the blessing, because that's what happens. He links us, just like we get linked to bad genes, we get also linked to good ones. And God's unraveling and unmasking that sanctified and set apart part of you from genetic links from the past of dedication, of people dedicating their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren to God. And thank you, Lord, for her tapping into that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And reveal that to her, Father. Bring that place of satisfaction, that she's satisfying the Father. And that's what people do that love God. They have a passion, Marie, to satisfy or please the Father. What will please God? Faith. Without faith, you can't please God. With faith, you please God. Faith is hearing God and doing what God says. And then we don't just hear it, we do it. Jesus said, my mother and my brothers, they hear the word of God, and then they do it.
Amen. It's the empowerment of doing that activates and keeps our that linkage going on, where we're linked to the blessings of God that's passed down from generation. It's like negative things get passed down from generation to generation, so do God things, right? It's like with David, you know. Yeah. All right. Tanisha, $26. Thank you, Tanisha, for your interest. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Tanisha. God, we thank you, Lord, for activating her willful part of her, the things that she's struggled to do, knowing I know I need to do this. I know this is what God wants me to do, but being able to actually put it into action, that willful thing of just, you know, taking it to the next level, where you step into it. God, I thank you for activating it, empowering her into that willful obedience to you in these new areas. God, in Jesus' name, and give her the power to the courage to do it. And stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. With Terrence, Lord, we thank you for Terrence. Father, we bless Terrence. We bless Terrence tonight, God, for that father in him that wants to be a father, that wants to be a parent, that wants to be like, you know, like Abraham was the father of all nations. And I thank you, Lord, for connecting him to being able to identify with all kinds of people in all different ways. That ability to identify, it's identification. Jesus identified. He identified with sinners. He identified with them. You know, he could identify with them. They could identify with him. Sinners could identify with him because he could identify with them. And he was a very loving, compassionate friend and a father, even though he was a brother. Jesus was. So, but there was that father Abraham thing in him, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for activating that in his life, Father. Hallelujah, the father anointing in Jesus' name. Sandra, okay, Robert, her husband, she is ready. I sent the offering to my husband's card just so you recognize it. His name is Robert. Thank you, Robert, for that. And we just bless you guys for that. We bless Sandra and Robert tonight. Thank you for that $30. We just bless you in Jesus. Father, I thank you for activating blessing in their life, activate wealth, activate prosperity, activate the passion to use wealth to bless you, to use wealth to bless the kingdom of God, to use wealth to help people, to use wealth to bring people out of poverty, to use wealth to get the kingdom of God going, in Jesus' name. And it's how we use what God gives us. It's being a good steward of the grace of God. It's being a good steward of the money God brings. It's being a good steward of the blessings that God brings us. How are we stewarding that? According to the Word of God, or just what we want to do? Well, you guys are doing it according to the Word of God and the will of God. In Jesus' name, so God, increase them and multiply them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and activate their will with your will. When they say, not my will, but your will be done, activate that. Activate that. Activate that. In Jesus' name. We're totally full and real without question. All right, Paulette, $50. Thank you, Paulette. Thank you. She said some for last week, some for this week. Thank you, Paulette. Thank you so much for thinking about it and thinking about the Lord in this. We thank you so much in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for Paulette. I thank you for that prophetic anointing on her, that prophetic mantle, God, that is on this ministry and this calling, that's activating her and calling her forth and causing her to know that she can hear the voice of God in a very specific, personal way and be able to pray for people and bless people and get in prayer and intercession for people. And just, you know, you have to be on your knees praying interceding, but you can just kind of see a person and go, there's something about them. What is it? I see evil or I see good. God, if it's evil, and I command the devil to get off of them and set that precious soul free in Jesus' name. And those are good and blessed. Lord, we just bless those. In Jesus' name, increase in, you know, through your prayer life, through your intercession. I see you praying quick little prayers and powerful little prayers, Paul. In Jesus' name, we pray for your daughter and everything going with your family. In Jesus' name, that God will increase and multiply the glory of God in your life. And that God will, you'll be able to focus in, Paul, on the glory of God in your family. To be able to see, in the midst of all the messes that we all have with our children and our families and all the stuff going on, that you'll be able to see the glory of God in your family and magnify that more and more and more and more. I know you already do that, but may it increase in Jesus' name. May your focus be on the glory of God. Amen. Yeah, you're going to see all the other stuff. We can't deny that. But to see the glory of God in it and activate that glory that will bring credit and glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, Paulette. Love you. Thank you very much. for all that, your love for Jesus. And then Marja, $50. Thank you, Marja. I see a new anointing coming on you, Marja, for increase, multiplication with your friends, with you know, intimacy, friends, and friendship in Jesus' name, and activating your purpose with a new anointing. God's pouring a new anointing on you and anointing you with, you know, with an ability to communicate, activating your anointing and an ability to see things and to know things so that you can go, okay, Lord, I see that. How do I fix that? How do we fix that? How do you want to fix it? And take it to God. Okay, Lord, I see a blessing with that. How do you want to activate that blessing? How do you want to enable the seer in you, Marja, in Jesus' name, to be activated at a new level in the name of the Lord? Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Noel, $50. Thank you, Noel. Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for the basic foundations you have in Noel, God, that will always go back to the roots of Christ and who he is and what he's all about. Every time you go through a battle, you're going to go through the roots of who you are and what you've been called to and what you believe. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, for her root system, God, being pure and beautiful and of the Holy Father, of the Holy Father in Jesus' name. She's going to see the Father as the Holy Father, but he's the Holy Father. And I see this Holy Father thing, you know, right in my gut. I sense it. I see it in my gut. This Holy Father, my Holy Father, my Holy Father, my Holy Father, the Holy Father, the Holy Father. He's not just my natural Father. He's my Holy Father. And this Holy Father thing of provision and blessing and things that, you know, been withheld from us, that God the Father never withholds him. And I see this new realm of Holy Father. And, wow, so that's really cool. Protecting his daughter, protecting, keeping, watching over, making sure that she is able to increase in the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. And your latter days will be greater than your former days. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Holy Father. Wow, Noel, I don't know what that is about, but that's pretty cool. You're going to see a new part of God, you know, and it's going to be renewed and bigger and greater than ever. Holy Father. Holy Father. Wow, that's really awesome. All right, Nikki and Charles, 25 and 25, thank you. They said, just thank you. They said they wish we could give more. And I know you do. We thank you, Jesus, for blessing them, God, for increasing them and multiplying them. God, to take every bit of sorrow that's trying to come at them, anything the enemy tried to make for evil, that God, you are turning it out for good. You are turning it out for good in the name of Jesus. You are turning it out for good in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Yes. Yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Turning it out, literally, out for good, out for glory, out for praises, out for presence, out for ministry, out for to give God the glory. Because when God gets the glory, it creates an open heaven. It creates an atmosphere. It creates a place where God dominates, where God dominates, where God dominates. Dominates the family, dominates what's going on. He dominates. When God dominates, that means he sets people free so they can freely choose him. But then they can freely choose him. They're not trying to choose him, making themselves choose him. They freely choose him. Therefore, we don't have to watch over him every second, every hour of the day or whatever, you know, with them. When they freely choose, we know that when God sets their will free to choose freely, that they're free indeed, man. And we can just watch them go, whoa, thank you, Jesus. And watch them grow. Watch them woe and watch them grow. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. People kind of giving as we go. We're going to move those offerings down to the bottom. But when I get through with praying for the rest of these offerings, and I'll pray over Bianca and Valerie. Thank you, guys. For giving tonight. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you for giving. We appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. Enrica. Thank you, Enrica. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for Enrica. Father, I just feel like, you know, he's broadening your shoulders, Enrica, to be able to carry more without any more burden, you know, without any more heaviness, without any more, like you've really been growing in the ability to carry information, carry things, carry what you need to carry to make things work, to make things happen, and to carry the glory of God in your life. When you carry the glory of God, Enrica, you like you say, you open up an environment, you know, when you carry the glory. And so God has made you a glory carrier. When you carry the glory, the glory is like, you know, Jacob when he, you know, when the angels, when the ladder came down from heaven, and the angels up there, that's like carrying the glory. He was carrying the glory. God was breaking him through. He was carrying the glory. And that glory prayed and saw God opened up the heavens over him, and God was able to move, you know, things to him. I thank you, Lord, for the same thing with Enrique in Jesus' name. And ESW Auto Sales at $25. Thank you for that whole thing with ESW Auto Sales in Jesus' name. Increase and multiply, God. Make the old things pass away. Make the old dusty thing, you know, like we get a new freshness. Lord, I sense a new freshness. I sense God blowing some dust away or something. I don't know what I mean by that. Blowing the dust away and bringing some fresh, clean, like, you know, I see a floor that has like a high shine on it. Nice and clean and shiny and like brand new or something like that. In Jesus' name, open that up, Father. In the name of the Lord, some new things going on. They come shiny and new, beautiful. In Jesus' name, high quality and high class. Amen. Enrica, thank you, Enrica, for that. ESWL says, for bless that, Jesus. Tyreek, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Tyreek, God, that you're carrying Tyreek. You're carrying him and showing him that you're carrying him. God, when he struggles and has battles, that he's not going to be afraid or intimidated to let you carry him or, you know, pick him up, you know, in one set of footprints in the sand, you know, that kind of thing, where Tyreek is willing to let Jesus pick him up and carry him through things. Amen. In Jesus' name, that he'll be humble and meek, and God be able to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. I know that feeling. I used to be so strong, you know, at least I thought I was, in Jesus, that I didn't need somebody to carry me. You know, I'd hold your hand. Let all those other weak people be carried, not me. And then all of a sudden, I needed it. You know, it's amazing how it changed my life. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Lord, for Tyreek, God, and Torre. Lord, for $10 for Torre. Thank you, Jesus, for Torre. Father, we thank you, Father, for the time that you give him to open up his heart, God, in simple little ways, through people, God using people to unlock him. And sometimes the Holy Spirit and even angels come and help unlock him. He is not aware of what's going on. It's showing Torrey favor with God and man in Jesus' name, that he will know what to choose and how to choose and choose correctly. Now, sometimes we choose and make a few bad choices. We start realizing the consequences, and those who, like Torrey, who learn from their mistakes, as I do on mine, hopefully, most of the time, when you learn from them, you correct them. And so this is what I see doing, going with you. God really going to take you and help you with that. It's where you save a lot of time and trouble by just simply obeying God. Chris, $17.50. Amen. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, for the victory for Chris. God, we thank you for teaching him how to rejoice in the victory before he sees it, before he has it, to rejoice in that, to be thankful for that, because it will draw. Chris, what it's going to do, he's going to draw in the victory. He's going to draw in when you start saying, like faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we don't see it, but we're thankful, and our faith is, you know, we're praising God in faith. But it does, it creates this suction, this drawing power where it draws the blessing in, draws the answer in Jesus' name. Amen. Enrica, $18.05. Thank you, Enrica. Thank you, Jesus, for her being able to rightly divide the spoils. God, to know what belongs to God, what belongs to her family, what belongs to, you know, the temple, what belongs to, you know, whatever, be able to rightly divide the word of truth, the word of God, the word of truth, and rightly divide you know, where things, what things, what rewards go where and how they go there. And God teaching you, Enrique, how to reward people, you know, in a sense that they know they're being rewarded, that it's going to really cause them to value. When they see you coming and go, there comes Enrique. She really rewards people, you know, with her mouth, with her prayer. Your mouth is so powerful, girl. Your mouth, the praises in your mouth and the way you build people up, the way you talk to people, it's like handing them jewels. It's better than money. It's better than gold, better than silver, better than diamond. And so I release that in your life in Jesus' name at a brand new level. And then to activate the glory of God, the prophetic building up, handing jewels of words to people. And then they'll never forget you for that. Daniel, $100. Thank you, Daniel. Daniel Duran, I believe it is. Thank you, Jesus, for that, $100. But thank you, Lord, for making an announcement. I sense an announcement going on, an announcement of freedom, an announcement of liberty, an announcement of, you know, some old things passing away, some new things coming in, and God changing the guard and opening up favor for people that they haven't had favor before. They've been rejected. Now that you're going to be accepted in these things, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for I see you looking in the window of a house and seeing that, you know, what's going on there. You like it. You said, I love that. I love the family part of that. I love the beauty of that. I love what's going on, the atmosphere in there, and God giving that to you, God blessing you with it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Happy, happy, happy. God wants to make you happy, Daniel, in Jesus' name. All right, Jeannie, $200. Thank you, Jeannie, for that $200. God bless you in Jesus' name. We're just going to start considering things done. The Lord says start seeing them done. You know, of course, you have to see them first, right? So you got to start understanding when God shows them to you, you see them done, you see it like you think you want it, like you start saying, you know, as God gives you, that's done, that's finished, that's done. Even though it's not done yet, it's done in you. And you're going like, okay, God, I hear you. That settles it in me. Because God's giving you the desires of your heart. He's letting you create something. And his creative power through you, working with you, to create, you know, your dreams. God's creating your dreams. He put dreams in you. And he uses those dreams to create a thing. Like you, when you dream it about, you see it, and then God gives you the ability to create it. You know, like build a barn like you want it. Put the cattle, the sheep, whatever you have on it. You know, whatever you can put on there. The dream that's in your heart. You're going to see in the reflection of what God's going to do in the next few months, in the next few years, the reflection of that in what you build, what's constructed and put together. Amen. For the new thing in your life, the new thing. All right. Cheryl from Florida, $200. Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl, got me this really cool information today, talking about how that, you know, when it comes to the judgment rail, like we're talking about Marcus Lamb and all that, we were talking about that last night, and how that, you know, we know Marcus died, and it was so sad that happened, and it's like, you know, and so she started talking about how that she's known people that curse people, you know, when they were prophets, you know, women prophets or men prophets, whatever, and they curse people, and, you know, down to a third of 1,000 generations, you know, and really showing the difference between that kind of thing, which I think is really bad, and the difference between that and not cursing people, but cursing systems, right? So what we do, we believe God to curse the system of merchandising in the body of Christ with the leaders. So what we do is, I shared this with her that, yeah, she already knows this, but we don't curse people, we curse systems. We curse systems. We ask God to bring judgment on systems that are destroying people. They may look good, they may look fine, but underneath it, they're destroying God's people. And so if those leaders don't let go of those things, then that thing moves upon the people. But God's not out for people. He's out to destroy systems. And if people hang on to those systems and they're responsible for those systems and they keep doing that, then that system, is what the judgment for that system will come upon them. Yeah, and especially the bigger they are, the harder they're going to fall. And that's the sad part about some of these things that are going on. And you got to understand that. And I know she understands that, but we're going to start get used to that because it's going to start happening. And we're going to see God dealing with things because people hanging on to stuff and didn't let go of it. And because they didn't let go of it, the judgment comes upon them as a person or as a minister, whatever. And it's sad. It's sad when it happens because they could have let go. Because when you're warned over and 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 over again, like we've done, about merchandising, selling the gospel, being in leadership, and specifically speaking to Daystar Network, specifically speaking to, you know, that Marcus Lamb, Angioni, and how they're being held accountable for that, and God's going to deal with them about it, they don't let go of it. Well, they chose not to let go. So what happened? Things hit them. It's sad. Nobody wants that. We want the system. We want to see people change their system into God's system, into God's pattern, the pattern that God left. Right, and so I was really glad that she brought that up to remind people that we don't curse systems, we don't curse people, we curse systems. Evil people, bad people curse people. We don't believe in any of that stuff. We curse systems. And then like in Egypt, when God was cursing the system that Egypt was under, and if Egyptians held on to that, then they died along with it. Like the last plague, they held on and held on and held on. The last plague they kept holding on to their gods. What did God do? He dealt with people in the last plague. People were killed. The last plague was through people and animals. But it was the last one. It wasn't just, you know, God works things through. So it was very interesting to kind of remind me to, you know, I'm thankful to reiterate that and make sure people understand that for sure. Thank you, Cheryl, for that information. It was really cool. All right, and then bless Cheryl, God, with that prophetic anointing, God. Bless that. Carmen is saying, let's see if going. I remember you saying that you were cursing systems. Yes, I remember you saying those words years ago too. Right, exactly. And we have been. We've been cursing systems. Just, that's what God did when he went into Egypt. Thanks, Carmen, for that reminder. I remember that too, because I know we don't curse people. We're not into that. Not all. Not even close. But we are into cursing systems. And like Jesus turned over the money changers. He wasn't in there whipping up on the people, right? He was whipping up on the money and the money changers and the system that they had. And that's the point that I was so thankful that Cheryl helped me bring up. And think about that and remind people that we don't knock over people. We knock over systems. People hang on to those systems, though, like the last plague. Then God does. He deals with the people. Then sometimes people will die. And that does happen. But it's the last resort. Very, 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 very last resort. And that's really sad. But it does happen. And it happened in Egypt. And it'll happen again today. You know, I read scriptures the other night about how that in Amos, where God treated his people like he treated Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what he says. He said, I treated you like you were the Egyptians, because they were acting like Egyptians. You know, God did that, not me, not people. And so we're going to learn about all this. It's going to be really exciting. So I thank you, Lord, for Cheryl, for activating her prophetic anointing, God, for showing her how to, she will know and understand exactly what God wants to do, how God does it, how God curses systems, how God judges systems. If people hang on to the system, then that comes on them, and after being warned and warned and warned, because God is a just God, he will always give warnings. We gave warnings many, many, many hundreds and hundreds of times about merchandising. Hundreds. And Marcus knew. Joni knows. They knew. They know. The whole team. They know who I am, and they know what's going on. Believe me. They yak about it. And, you know. So, they know exactly what's going on. So God is not an unjust God. I had plenty of time to deal with that, and it wasn't dealt with. And so thank you for helping me reiterate that and bring that forth. And do that, show her how you do things, how you work things, and how you deal with things, Father, in Jesus' name. It's a beautiful thing, and you're showing her that, and she's learning that, and she's growing in that, God. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing her in that area, in the name of Jesus, so she can step into her calling, Father, all the way. Amen. All right, Nicole from D.C., $439.46. Thank you, Nicole, for that. We just bless you, Nicole. Thank you for the excitement. I just sense that excitement for, you know, God doing something new, the excitement of things breaking loose, the excitement of, you know, like even with this thing with Marcus, even though we're sad about Marcus, we're glad that God is God is allowing statements to be made that say, you know, this thing that's going on at PGN is not just some gimmick. It's not just some thing we're trying to make up something to be stated.
stand out. This is really God. This is really God. And we start seeing how what we have been a part of this, all of us, Nicole, Cheryl, Jeannie, lots of people have been a part of it, that we're going to see the fulfillment of God's word as prophets, bringing blessings on people, bringing healing and miracles to people by through the Lord Jesus Christ, and also cursing systems and watching those systems be plagued. And we're going to watch that. And it's exciting to see and how Nicole's a part of that, God. And I think Nicole's going to be teaching on the end times here this month, actually. In just a few couple of weeks here, whatever, she's going to be starting an end time teaching on end times. And I think the book of Revelation somewhat, but we'll see how, wherever she goes with that. I don't know, but it'll be exciting. Thank you, Nicole, for that. And thank you for stirring up the excitement inside you and the new burden God's giving you, the new God activating new things inside of you, and just showing you how the things he showed you and given you that are going to come to pass. And it's exciting to see God's word come to pass. We don't even want to see bad things happen to people, but we do want to see bad things happen to the system that caused the sheep to fail and fall. You know, God's very jealous, and he gives people plenty of time to straighten it up. Oh, shepherds, change your mind. Oh, shepherds, stop doing this. Oh, shepherds, I beg you, plead with you. And they just keep doing it anyway and thumb their nose up at God, and in whatever way they want to act like they're all that spiritual and all that, and then thumb their nose up at God. You know, it's not my responsibility. I have nothing to do with any of it. It's God doing stuff. God's doing it. And then we're going to see more, and it's going to come forth more powerful. And, Nicole, you're part of that. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Bringing forth the new. The new Nicole. The new Nicole. Her new Nicole. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. The newness, and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Bianca, $10. Thank you, Bianca. Bianca already gave earlier, I think, $6. And with a card she sent me, thank you for that. And she sent 10 more. Thank you. It makes 26. Thank you, Bianca. In Jesus' name. God, I thank you, Father, for giving her miraculous financial breakthroughs right now in Jesus' name. Let that anointing, that mantle of prosperity is walking in the will of the Father. And when you walk in the will of the Father, he gives you responsibilities to do things, to take care of ministry, to take care of things, his business. That's your call. Like Jesus said, I'm about my Father's business, and that's you, Bianca. You're about your Father's business. He's going to give you the finances and the different things to help take care of the Father's business. Amen. Valerie, $16. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Jesus, for Valerie. Lord, I thank you, Father, for instigating. The new God, bringing forth the new and finalizing things and bringing to pass the old things passing away, Father, and the new things beginning. Like you're like, I see God like laying out the carpet for you or something, like laying out carpet, you know, like when somebody gets off an airplane or whatever, a jet, and they roll the carpet out for them. Like, I see God roll out the carpet for you. I don't know what that means exactly, but yeah, so thank you, Jesus, for that. So that New Testament, new environment, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, blessed Jesus, blessing her life, God, where her children will be blessed, she will be blessed, and they will raise up and call her blessed. They will raise up and call Valerie blessed. Amen in Jesus' name. All right, Regina, $25. Thank you, Regina, for that $25. And we thank you, Jesus, Regina, for that $25. And we thank you, God, for how do you like that mastermind thing last night? Wasn't that amazing? What is this going on? I mean, that came to me just as sharp as a tack. And it's like, boom, mastermind, just like that. I thought, I don't even know what that means. And thank God we had some help on that. But that was God's trying to open you up, Regina, to a whole new mindset. Obviously, mastermind's that, right? He's opening you up to this, to a burst of courage, a burst of, you know, I really do have the blessing of God, the burst of God really is with me, the burst of energy of God. You know, God really is settling upon me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, let that be in Jesus' name. Let that increase and multiply. Let that courage increase and multiply. Let it be in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're coming alive. Hallelujah, we're going to dive into the glory land. We're going to dive into the holy place. The holy place is the very place we want to live and abide. All right. Okay, let's go here and thing here. Thank you, Jesus. All right, give me just a moment. I think that's about my last. I think it's about my last. I think my last topic is. I think that was about it. I may have made some more. Let's check here and see. Laugh. All right. Okay, I'll give you a minute here. Oh, we got Lisa. Lisa, okay. Thank you, Lisa. 1227. Okay. Give me information. Please read. Okay, let me read this. I'm going to read whatever she's. It's a long read. I got you. Reading this. Okay, you're going to get up early. Okay, thank you. All right. Thank you, Jude. We just pray right now, Father. We thank you, Lord, for Devontae. Lord, we thank you for blessing him. God, we thank you for that DNA stuff, man. I mean, when I came out of the womb, I had my DNA. My DNA was already put in there. But like I got it from anybody else, I was born with it. That's what forms you. That's what shapes you. Is you're formed and shaped in your mother's womb, and all that stuff forms and shapes us. And then we start getting older. The older we get, the more stuff kicks in and starts. And it tells you. It speaks to you. It convinces you that what you're doing, it's okay. You can't help it. This is the way you are, and that kind of thing. And so that's why we need our DNA to change. If it doesn't change, but it's changed by Jesus, then we have to fight that all the time. But when it gets washed away. All of a sudden, we're not in the fight anymore. We're at rest. We're going like, okay. I don't even want it. When I got delivered, I didn't want to drink anymore. I didn't want to smoke anymore. I didn't want to do dope anymore. I didn't want to. Not that I was trying not to. My desires were completely changed. And I thank you, Lord, for that, for my brother. In Jesus' name. In every area of his life, his beautiful life, in Jesus' name, you're helping him. You're encouraging him. You're building him up, Lord. And letting him know that you're on his side, Father, that the things that he's struggling with and battling with, Father, are just one step away from the blood of Jesus, washing them away, one step away from washing them away, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lisa, for that 1227. We speak you one step away from washing it away, in the name of Jesus. Give her courage, give her strength, God, in Jesus' name, to stand on. Well, she already knows. She knows. All this came from Adam. All this came from, our fathers. It's not our children's fault. They suffer from it. It's like I did. It's the way that being, let him have a regenerating experience from Jesus right now. In Jesus' name, we declare and decree the blood of the Lamb over him right now by the power of God. Being made whole in Jesus' name. Okay, I think that's about it for tonight. We're getting up early again tonight. I'm taking a little bit of a break, right? Usually we're going at least till 12. I think I'm praying faster and more effective or something. I don't know. I love praying for people. It's my favorite thing to do, but it's like God is making things go faster. Good. Yeah. Jesus is so good. Just like I knew he would. All right, y'all. I think it's been a good night tonight. We've had a great night, and we're getting off early. I'm getting off early again tonight. So basically, that's it. Let's pray for Sarah. Sarah wants us to pray for her. Thank you, Jesus, for that. We just thank you, Lord. Sarah, did you get my text? Yes. Please pray for me and Leah and I. All right. So we thank you, Jesus, for Leah. We thank you, Lord, that even the Bible, Leah was more the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Judah. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her, blessing Sarah, Father, bless her home, bless her house. God, meet their needs in Jesus' name, and may the devourer be rebuked in the name of Jesus. May the devourer be rebuked over her life and her family's life and her children's life. In Jesus' name, let it be a rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. And I speak the blessing of God, the glory of God that rests upon the Father. Let it be manifested, Father. Show them how to step into it. In Jesus' name, at new levels, every day, in new ways, in every way. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Wow. All right, I'm trying to check one more thing here, and before I call tonight, thank you. You can't see me. Okay. Yes, pray for Angie tonight. We pray for Angie. Thank you, Lord, for Angie tonight, Father. Thank you, Lord, that the devourer, the rebuking the devourer, in Jesus' name, I rebuke the devourer in the name of the Lord. Anything that tries to devour us or try to prevent us, tries to devour our pathway, tries to stop it, in Jesus' name, God, that the devourer is rebuked. And the Bible says, about the devourer, to rebuke what rebukes the devourer. Thank you, Jesus, for that. We just bless her, God, and give her that authority that's in her to rebuke the devourer. Be released and bless her financially, bless her money, bless her happiness, God. Bless her happiness, God. Let her be blessed with a friend, with a mate, with somebody that she can share with, love with, be a partner of, God. In Jesus' name, open that up for her, Father. In the name of Jesus, and bless her, God. Let revival shine for her in Jesus' name. Let revival shine for her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Revival. Outpouring. The moving of God. The rock that took out Goliath, the stone, the smooth stone in her hand to take out the devourer, God. Alright, pray for the triple A. God, we pray for them tonight. Jesus, pray for Regina's daughter, God. Thank you, Lord, for the inheritance of God that belongs to them, that they will not reject the inheritance of the Father, through Jesus Christ, that was paid for them, that they will accept it, that they will walk in it, that they will believe it, they will know it, they will understand it, they will start to have the information preached to them, talk to them somehow through friends, through radio, through television, however it happens. God, connect them with somebody that will be able to let them know that they have an inheritance from God. Much greater inheritance from any inheritance we could have in the human race. I declare that. Father, that his brain, his part of his body, his DNA, and the things that affect that, Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that he will be healed. I speak deliverance. I speak that his brain will come alive. I speak that where his brain is not functioning properly, maybe it's growing slower than it should be, and therefore that slow growth causes the problem to go on longer than it should. In Jesus' name, I speak in Jesus. I command his brain to grow. I command his brain not to be stunted in growth in any fashion and then grow, like 5 years from now or whatever. No, now I command your brain, Seth, to grow in the name of Jesus, to mature into its full maturity, that the maturity level that you're in at your age, in the name of Jesus, that those things match up, Father, for Valerie's son, Seth, in the name of the Lord, God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. And you are truly God Almighty in Jesus' name. I rebuke the ACHD. I accept the right to mature and grow in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know if I prayed over you last night, Lisa, or not. Honest to God, we don't know. I don't think I really don't know. It doesn't seem like it, but I prayed with a lot of people, so I think that might have been the best. But, I don't have a good day. I'll have another good day for last night. Sorry. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Let's see. I don't recall your number being on there. I don't remember as far as in there. All right. Anybody else want prayer to that before we go on? We're here for... Thursday night. $20 from shunt. Think of a shunt. All right, thank you, LaShawn. Jesus, thank you for that advice. And I take a week off. I'm going to try to work that in. I really am. That'd be so cool if that actually happened. And yeah. So thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what she's been believing God for me. God, you will give her that when she needs it. When she needs vacations. When she needs time off. When she needs some money to do that. And everything she needs, the provision that she needs to be able to rest and relax. And in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way, all those things where there seems to be no way. And yet she knows there's a way. It's through Jesus. But, Lord, let her insight, let her eyes see, let the seer in her, God, see it and know it. Not just see it, not just believe it, but know it, that her knower will know. At a level she's never been in before, Father, that her knower will start knowing in the name of Jesus. And that her confidence in you, God, will be, you know, amazing in Jesus' name and brought forth in such a powerful way that there's no doubt she will hope against hope in Jesus' name, like Abraham did, to bring those things to pass, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I think that's it, y'all. Thank you, Hashem. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. You're welcome. Yeah, go rest. I think that's a good idea. I'm resting up. I rested up a little bit today. We're doing so much stuff. It's so much fun. We're having a blast. So thank you for your prayers, everybody. Thank you for your time you gave to us. We really appreciate that, all the time you give to each in prayers, and everything you do and everything you say in your prayer. And we really appreciate that. And, yeah, so may God increase you and multiply you and cause you to be well known in the earth as the children of God, as the sons and daughters of God. Amen. Doing the will of the Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Good night, everybody. We're just going to call it a night. We will talk.